And welcome, 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 dear listeners, wherever you find yourself, welcome to the brand conversation of this lovely Tuesday edition. And as we find ourselves in, pretty good, I'm talking about once again weather spirits, or spirits of in terms of how good the weather feels. It's sunny, there's a lot of moisture, things are feeling jolly. I hope you also experiencing levels of jolliness in terms of wherever you find yourself. But it takes us in terms of extracting the tangible versus intangible discussion. Now, the tangible versus intangible discussion is something that is actually something that has perplexed even me, even myself, since my days on university with regards to marketing, all the way up into the professional world, coming through from sales and marketing activity, all the way through here to, you know, broadcast, journalism, the works. Because for a marketer, having or trying to find the balance between the tangible and the intangible aspects of their service delivery, their product delivery, their entire business model has always been some, or even in most parts, the biggest headaches. Now, our discussion that ended yesterday with regarding brand experience actually gets into, or flows into, or actually expands into the tangible versus intangible discussion. Now, where do we start off? Well, firstly, I'll leverage a little bit of knowledge from the Harvard Business Review with regards to an early discussion that one of their analysts had way back in the 1981. Remember that, guys, that these concepts come from the robust 80s leading into the 90s, especially most of these marketing concepts. A lot of the developments in the marketing concepts, branding concepts, as well as also some of the advertising concepts let's first be clear. Marketing is the overall school of thought. However, branding and the advertising element has somewhat grown, developed, almost like, two teenage children that have decided to say, listen, I am my own individual with my own rights, with my own life. I'm going to go do my own thing. Whereas marketing is the overbearing parent that still says, hey, listen, you guys are still part of the family, so stay within the household boundaries. Now, marketing, now branding and advertising, they sometimes blur. They sometimes overlap into each other's, scope. They sometimes also, in most parts, leverage each other, meaning they run side by side in most exercises, in most rollout campaigns, in most awareness creation campaigns. And some of the funny things is that a lot of school of thought was invested into the branding component, i.e. from a communication perspective, also sometimes a lot from a creative perspective, as well as also trying to implement the wow factor. The wow factor that I spoke about on Friday and even yesterday. The wow factor points towards, wowing, for the audience, for the listeners, for the readers, for the viewers to go like, wow, that's awesome. Or they stand there laughing and giggling. You see, because the thing about branding and advertising is eliciting positive reactions at all times. And this all stems from, either it being psychological or it being completely emotional. Completely. Thus, entering into the entertainment sphere of things. And as we identified yesterday, video has become now the growing trend or the growing medium by which you deliver said marketing messages. Second onto that is also that listeners or an audience, they now want more in-depth knowledge about a service or product, meaning that they are more informed about what they want in their lives. So thus, you need to make use or leverage various mechanisms, methods, tools, instruments like influencers, telling a story, or you making use of an entertainment element in terms of, convincing the customer, the prospective customer or consumer to buy from you. However, the marketing of the intangible product and the tangible product has been something at the core for many marketers, And as I mentioned, guys, this is a concept that they've been thinking about since 1981. Yes, the Harvard Business Review have been looking at this tangible, intangible scenario. So what would you find with regards to the intangibles? The intangibles can be anything like insurance. It can be something like a car's service, you know, the service agreement that you also get sometimes when you buy a car. The car is the physical thing, but the extra value that the dealership provides is that when you buy the car, it includes a service plan, or it includes a warranty plan, or a guarantee plan. You know, all those funny things related to the actual product that you just bought. In some cases, it can also be you going on a holiday. That's intangible. You see, you can touch the plane. You can touch the bed sheets in the hotel room, for example, if you're in Bali. You can touch, you can eat and smell and see, you know, the food, the, let's say, the cultural experience that you'll have while being in Bali, as well as also potentially seeing, you know, what a different place looks like. But what is intangible is to say the product itself, going on holiday. That's intangible. Going on holiday is intangible. However, the other things that you were experiencing in between, some of them are a mixture of both the intangible and the tangible. Now, if we identify what is tangible and intangible, the word tangible means something that you can, that your senses, you can smell, taste, touch, well, sometimes see and hear. Your senses need to be able to see, to view, to touch, to eat, you know, to be able to interact with this item. Intangible, you can't touch it. You sometimes can't hear it. You sometimes can't see it. You can't access it. You can't touch it. Like insurance. Look, the only thing that you're touching from your insurance policy most probably every month is when they send you a statement, or when they send you, or, you know, when you go and pay for something, the money that you have to hand over. That's the only thing in terms of the tangibility component. But what is intangible is you can't take the insurance policy, put it in your pocket and walk away. You can't. Unless it is representative of a piece of paper that indicates, hey, this is your insurance policy in the form of this little bank card. Something similar also to like your bank account. You see, the only thing that's tangible that you can touch is your ATM card, is the ATM, is walking to the bank and seeing the representatives from the customer service department, the likes of that, you know, all those kinds of things. That is tangible. What is intangible is seeing the money in your bank account. You can only see it on a screen. You can only see it. Now, when we have a look at distinguishing between companies according to whether they market services or good, is a very limiting scope. A more useful way is also to make some distinction in terms of changing some of the texts or some of the words that we sometimes use in terms of identifying something. But remember, we're not here for an English lesson. We're talking about tangibility and intangibility. You see, a key area of similarity in the marketing of intangibles and tangibles revolves around the degree of intangibility that is found in both these two scopes. Marketing is mostly concerned with getting and keeping customers, which is true. Marketing, its ultimate goal is attracting a customer and keeping it. Because you have, firstly, you've got to advertise. You've got to have exposure. You've got to have market presence. You've got to have elements of being visible. You see, if you're a marketing executive, a branding executive, an advertising executive, the most important thing when dealing with your product, or even, let's for example say, some of your key performance indicators, you know, those performance agreements that the private sector has a lot. You've got to indicate, you've got to ensure that visibility is key. Because currently now, currently now, you see, levitating from the concepts that they were thinking about way back then with regards to, you know, the marketing concept into where we find ourselves now in 2022, exposure is the game. Exposure is the game. However, how do you leverage value? How do you leverage value? How do you generate more value? How do you offer the value on to your customer? And these are the things in terms of where the tangibility and intangible discussion flows in. Now, the degree of a product intangibility has its greatest effects in the process of trying to get customers. And when it comes to holding on to a customer, that is keeping the customer, highly intangible products run into very special problems. You see, like the example of the car, where the car is the physical element. You can touch it, you can smell it, you can see it. I don't know if you can taste the car. I really don't know. That would be some dubious activity to be engaging with, but you can obviously, best parts of your senses would be able to interact with the car. But seeing the service plan, seeing the warranty, the guarantee, seeing those elements, that is all about retention, customer retention, ensuring that you come back to the dealership, that you bring your car back for said service intervals, that you bring your car back if there is something that broke or got damaged within the period of the guarantee or the warranty, that you still make use and come into contact with the dealership. But in this case, it changes because on that note, the dealership has customer service personnel that aims to ensure that good levels of customer service are being practiced, i.e. that you do not feel frustrated, you do not experience any other negative emotions with regards to how they deal with your customer query. That's also intangible. Most of customer service, guys, is the intangible component. I mentioned the holiday. Nothing about walking into the holiday agent's office, you know, is all about the tangible product offering for you. Nothing about that. That's purely just on the branding. That's purely just on the marketing. That's purely just about, the indicating brand, the what kind of brand this is that you're trying to access for service delivery. That's purely on that note. You haven't touched the product yet. You didn't interact with the product as yet. You being shown a brochure of going to Bali or going to Kilimanjaro in Kenya. Second onto that, that's a further level of intangibility. Then you start looking at the product. The product's value. The product's costs. The product, what does the product entail? The beginning and ending period of the product. Remember, in some service sectors, you have a starting date and an ending date. A starting date and an ending date. Now, how you leverage you as now the marketer, the advertiser, the branding officer, or the branding executive, how you leverage this is ultimately based upon what kind of product you will be selling. What kind of product you will be selling. And as I explained, the person going to Bali, the person is experiencing all the physical elements associated to the product that they paid for, i.e. the holiday package that they put money down for. They're interacting with all the associated elements in terms of a holiday experience that they bought into. But the holiday experience is intangible. Sitting in the plane is tangible. Holding the ticket that gives you some form of symbolic access to said holiday is tangible. Remember, symbolic access is also intangible in itself. Now, these theories are all about how the service sector also sprung up so well, actually grew so well. And also understand with the brand experience discussion of yesterday that most of the service sector, most of these theories about intangibility and tangibility stems from the service sector itself. You see, the service sector itself, guys, also now branches out into the financial segment of the financial sectors. I mean, you can obviously see when you're a company and you buy stock to sell, you can feel, touch, and see the stock. If you're a manufacturing organization, you can see what you're producing because you're buying the inputs, making use of them, leveraging them in order to produce more value and to produce a product, another product. You can see it. That is tangible. Then you get the other things known as intangible assets. And intangible assets have to look at things like investments, buying bonds and stocks, things that you cannot hold, but you know that you paid money for them. You know it. Now, for our discussion for today, I'm not going to veer off into anything about the financial sector, but it does have its roots in this specific discussion, stemming back as early as the 80s. It does. You see, the most important thing here has been the brand experience since yesterday. Our discussion about brand experiences, or the experience that a customer can try to extract from interacting with a brand or a product or a service. Because, i.e., customers are now more informed about what they want. They are now more aware in terms of what is good for them, what is not good for them. I'm not going to say bad, because sometimes it's, what might not be good for one customer, for example, peanut butter, it is a totally valuable source of information, of nutritional information and nutritional value for another customer who loves peanut butter. So in a sense, guys, we cannot use the label of bad in the marketing sphere, because in most cases, marketing is based upon the utilitarianism concept, meaning if there's a greater majority of people that are fine with consuming the product and that they are suffering no negative effects, then it is perceivably good enough to be sold in the marketplace. However, we'll quickly be stepping into a short ad break, and from that ad break, coming right back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Time to get fired up for the first ever Real Good Chick, Real Good Braai Championship. Real Good Chicken is on the hunt for the best chicken kapana braaier in Namibia. If you braai for a living, you could win a branded and full kitted out business starter container as well as poultry stock for half a year. All you need to do is buy a Real Good Chicken kapana half bird box and SMS champion plus your town name to 24442 to enter. Real Good Chicken, a proud product of Nama Poultry Industries. Now, as we return, guys, the intangibility, tangibility discussion has always been there in terms of add-ons, more value additions, and so forth. But if we label intangible products, if we label them, if we identify them from the get-go, you get travel, freight forwarding, insurance, repair, consulting, computer software. Yeah, I forgot about computer software as well. Investment banking, brokerage, education, healthcare, and accounting. These are all the kinds of products that are intangible. They are intangible. Now, if you take out healthcare, for example, and education in Namibia's sense, which is, in effect, something that not solely the responsibility of the state, but it is a product. It is a product extension. I mean, for you to be able to access said, in some cases, said education, said healthcare, there is a nominal fee, a very small fee, in order to, you know, just to pay sometimes. But in most cases, if we now have to base it upon the American example coming from the Harvard Business Review, is that in healthcare for them in the US and education, it is something actually that is deemed a product. It is deemed a service. And the best part about the intangible, intangible discussion sometimes is that you are trying to look for references. Have you guys ever thought about that in terms of our sales, of our sales pursuits, or the decisions that we make? We sometimes try and look for a purchase reference. You see, let's say you are going for a new haircut. Now you see that a colleague of yours, because you've been trying to get a haircut for a long time as well, you see a colleague of yours coming in with a nicely, you know, a very impressive hairstyle or haircut that you just like. You really like it. You would inquire from the colleague in terms of, where did you cut your hair? Who is the stylist? It depends on whether you're a man or a woman. And, you know, how much was the cost? Ultimately, if you hear all the positives that you can extract from the discussion or the interchange or the interaction between the two of you, you would make then a purchase decision, because you saw a reference, you saw proof of a product, you saw proof of a service taking place, and you were impressed. You were impressed. If you saw a negative one, let's for example say the colleague came to the office and they were just unhappy, or they were wearing a covering, you know, either they used a
Ushua kokusha osikwiririmba osina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao po Global Parts tunova ungure ova puike odhonongo nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omanao manene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga novitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Drakuru ke gesika. Nak tua tum amchisa waku e. Tua. Ka kung drata. Du gisu tuara waku teke du kasi. Kam tua kwang uk ati ngasin ke gesika kausin. Ekam kag abak auka wa a ogo kabagem kawin kausin. Ka wa gesika, ka wa community ga. Kemuese mtoa boma amjudore ke community kai dugwa mke kain ka wa mga gesika wa aka wa state ga tawa muese kamga kwara jama amti ke okata okrewa ake kwara ke traditional authority oko gesika board anga bo akanku oko gesika adra taktoa msika kai wa kai hito ma amti ke gesika kuru ek kai wa no 5 ka wa 2022 ga Ministra wa kankum tari du oko ka kuruwa khwata mo kusin ka wa jugisi ni kha ndra ke gesika ake tanka kwara Mr. Kakamakal Brit Kakamam Tiket Draguru, Kamagetis and Kae. Kekokosi Kawa Gesik A Ek, Ek no Faith Kawa Tweedison and Twega. Quara Jua Ehia Kurudra, Quara Aketan Kawa Gesik Aga. Jua Hotiket Auka Chikakamamti, Yatsa Ake Marinu Kaiwa 4000, of Awa Durongo Kurinwe, Getis and Kae Kamakika. Yutwa Hia Karedra, Kamaki Pontika Authority, Havaya Tatike Marikonwa Fifta, Keta Musika Drani Hangu. Stake Rika wa Huang U Gesik a K traditional cousin, Higa Kek a Kakuque, K Nukaru Oko Nodore. Taswe Drake Gesik a Waka Ihean Uju, Ka Oko Gumi, Harasu. Draito Mamti Waiwe community a cousin a Gabagesi, Kek Ating on a Kegu, Ungu Oko Ka Mtiasu. Ministry Agre Juwes or Kang Ating Rasin, Oko Gabasika wa Kaga, Kamake Tekaise system Ka Wang Unloga. Community calls at Tantike Klatsu Waka Gage Drakruga, Katwa Mamtike Traditional Authority. Gesika of Ministry Kantor Tumsike Kwe Agia. Lokawak Aga Gatsu Waka Twa Mamtike Dra, Huang Twang E, Nasi, Kamake Gesika Board. Kuru Drake Gesika, Kwaraketa, Twa Mamti, Kek Akuru Oko Huang Uke Program Kae, Gesika Nundere Jausit Houtike, Hana Wa Republika Wa Namibia, European Union, Oko German Cooperation Ke German Development Bank. Ketika samsi ngamkui ke Ministry Public Relation Office ke nomor kaya kama 06-208-7-2-2.
Now coming back from our extended break right there and heading into the second half of today's program, the intangibility discussion that I left off or, you know, was going to veer off into is, in most parts, you do see reference. You do see proof of work being done before. Because, let's understand this in some other detail. I gave you the positive of when you saw a very impressive hairstyle from a colleague, a friend, a family member, you name it. Someone that you are acquainted towards. But let's now try and change that picture. And let's say this person now experienced a negative service delivery or negative interaction with the service provider. For example, they came in, they were not impressed with the haircut. They don't like the haircut. And unfortunately, it led to an argument between said person and, let's say, the hairstylist. So now they've got to wear a head covering, either a hat or that duk that is sometimes, you know, being used. Now they've got to wear that. And everywhere else they go in public, you know, people asking them, so why are you constantly walking around with this thing on your head? And even yourself would be asking the question or, you know, pose the question to them just to hear about the negative experience with regards to said hairstylist. And obviously that now gives you a negative impression of the hairstylist. Because then you would try your best to avoid this hairstylist because you've seen proof of negative work. You see, the intangible is a very tricky business proposition to work with. Its entire principle, guys, is based upon, well, in most cases, it's all about reputation. It's all about reputation. Let's try and understand, for example, let's take someone that prepares, either they can be a someone that has a barbecue stand or and a barbecue stand includes anyone that buys or anyone that is a kapana, you know, stand operator. Anyone. Now let's for example say you've got a barbecue stand. And just on one occasion you prepared something, sold something to a customer, and unfortunately, they had a negative experience. That customer will go and tell 15 people, I ate something that was off from said price stand operator. But if you serve or you prepare cuisine, you know, barbecue cuisine, that is perceivably, you know, palatable, meaning that the patrons that visit you, that consistently buy from you, love the way that you prepare the food, love the way that you operate it, love the way in terms of, you know, the pricing and also the value that they extract, meaning how much they can buy for. They love it. They enjoy it. They eat it. as they say with a chef, you know, the best way to see if a chef's, anyone is a chef, anyone that can cook their own food, the best way for you to see if people like your food is if they clean out the plate. If they eat everything up in the plate. Not if they make the sounds of, nice, I like this. No. And that is an indication that, you know, you will have return customers or repeat customers. But let's now, for example, say they don't finish the food. Let's say now you're a chef and they don't finish the food. What do you do then? Because obviously that is a negative against you. Now, getting back in terms of understanding the philosophy behind the intangibility of products, actually of all products, is that they can look at, that you as a consumer, you can look at glorious glossy pictures of elegant rooms in distant resort hotels that are set in exotically next to a shimmering sea. That's now the holiday experience that I spoke about. You can also consult current users to see how well a software program performs and how well the investment banker or the oil well drilling contractor performs. That's now looking at the proof of work component. Something that you would see a lot in procurement tenders. You know, I like sometimes reading those procurement tenders in newspapers and seeing they are asking for proof of work done or references. You know, proof of work and references are the same thing. Because the person that's willing to buy the services want to know what is the scale and scope of the work that you've done. And obviously, when you see things happening, you're like, okay, this is what happens. But you as a customer, you can also ask experienced customers regarding engineering firms, a trust company, lobbyists, professors, surgeons, prep schools, hairstylists, consultants, repair shops, industrial maintenance firms, shippers, franchises, general contractors, the list goes on. Even funeral directors, caterers, environmental management firms, construction companies, the list goes on. And you actually have done this before. You have done this before. Sometimes it would be classified as forms of gossip. But we know sometimes, you know, how to identify gossip. Gossip is when there's a lot of embellishment, you know, when there's a lot of over the top being invested into the content of the discussion. If you are talking about, let's say, for example, you had an operation, you know, a medical operation, a procedure. A lot of the discussion centers around who the surgeon or the doctor was, what was the diagnosis, what was the extent of said recovery period, or, you know, what were the other facts that were identified by the medical professional in this discussion. And that's now, let's say, for example, between you and your parents, or between you and a loved one, or between you and just some friends. And guys, it's interesting to hear these discussions because you actually see various forms of communication take place. I stress it because you see how an approval or disapproval discussion flows. If, for example, let's say the patient was impressed, they go like, yeah, I mean, that doctor really did something well. He indicated, you know, what was the main cause. He didn't mince his words. He told me straight up, he or she, and, you know, this is the diagnosis and this is what I've got to do. Stuff like that. That is how you identify how an intangible product actually gets an approval and a disapproval function in the same space. I'm not saying that, you know, both of them appear in the same space. No, it's, you sometimes see from basic human to human interaction how a reference is generated, especially from an intangible product. Like, for example, healthcare. You see, the surgeon providing you with his or her expertise, and you obviously leveraging on their knowledge and expertise in order to help you with whatever medical condition that you've got or suffering from, that is you coming into direct contact with healthcare. But remember, healthcare is the overall intangible product that you can't touch. The only thing that you're touching is when you're either in an appointment with the doctor, or seeing a doctor's appointment, or being treated towards, you know, let's for example say further diagnosis and treatment and stuff like that. Those are the only things that you can actually feel, touch, see, smell, you know, all those things, taste sometimes. So that's what you're interacting with. That's what you're touching and feeling and being able to come into direct contact with, the tangible parts. But you also get the tangible products that can offer, or they can also be in some cases to some degree directly experienced. For example, the car, the perfume, working with controls of a machine, inspecting a steam generating installation system. You can see those things. Some of those products do allow you to actually interact with it beforehand, before you make the purchase decision. Now, let's for now try and understand the newest forms of intangible products or services. I mean, for most part, just having a look at your smartphone. Look at your smartphone, especially your smartphone, that little supercomputer that you've got in your hand. That smartphone, actually, the smartphone is the only tangible product you can interact with. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can even lick it if you want to. I would not advise it. Please don't work on my advice. But you can work with that physical product. And that product itself comes from one company. But this specific item actually has embedded in it more products, which are services extended to you. Your email. Your ability to make phone calls. Your data that you buy. Your application extensions like WhatsApp, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. I can go on. The list can go on. In order for you to be in touch with other products. Now, remember, guys, a service is a product. A service is a product. And from said service or from said product...
You always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression and stress. So listen to your heart, exercise, watch your weight and avoid tobacco. Call NHP on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of LelaPay. LelaPay is an easy to use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Inba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download LelaPay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or the Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now, as we come back from the quick or the extended break right there, and heading into the last quarter of today's program, the key thing with regards to the applications, if we now look at 2022 as it is, where we find ourselves, what are the latest product trends and so forth? What you see is most of the product development trends actually come now from the tech field in some cases, and also from the creative field itself. And it's also important to note that a lot of this is at the power or at the hand or at the extension of your smartphone, through your smartphone or through the extension of your smartphone. Because what you can interact from there is so many product extensions and so many services that you can tap into. But we've got to be careful with that specific analysis that I provide you with, because most of it, in some cases, give you a free service extension and then they have a paid for service extension. You see, on the one side, being free indicates that, you know, you would think you've got unlimited access to said product or service, but it's contained until you reach, obviously, the paywall, where the paywall says, listen, if you want further services or further products or something, pay after this. To unlock it, pay past this level. So this is key in terms of understanding that, yes, the smartphone is a platform to reach you individually. The smartphone is a platform which extends so much products to you. You see, you already see a lot of products and services out there, whether they be physical, tangible, or, you know, intangible. You can't see them, like your car insurance, stuff like that, healthcare, you name it. You still have other extensions coming through your phone. For example, this phone that I have has a exercise monitoring app on it. I don't use exercise monitoring apps. Second on that is also that I don't exercise much myself. But there are customers out there, there are people out there that will make use of this extension. They will. They will make use of this extension. Now, most tangible products can't be reliably tested or experienced in advance. Remember the experiencing or testing the product in advance discussion that I just gave you before the break? Now, some products can't be. You can't go drink a liter of milk, try and taste it before paying for it, and if you don't like the taste of the milk, you don't want to say, ah, you know what, this milk didn't taste nice anyway. No! There are some products that you can't do that with. You can't test them. You can't, interact with them in order to understand and to be satisfied. For example, like test driving a car. Remember the brand experience discussion, which I indicated, where in some cases the salespeople from the dealership wants you to experience how the car handles, how the car feels, how the seats feel as you're sitting in the car while driving it. They want you to feel, they want you to get that feel for it. They want you to convince you totally to making a purchase decision that is in their favor. Now, since there are some products that you can't reliably test or experience in advance, you've got to inspect a vendor's, let's for example say, whatever they are, or the platform where they produce or manufacture the product from, you've got to go and inspect that component in advance, which sometimes can be the same location where the product and the service is sold, and also not the same location. I give you the example now of, let's say, a barbecue vendor, the person who's either a kapana braaier or who's either has a braai stand. So you come there and you start looking at, okay, so firstly, what is he or she preparing? What do they have on offer? You know, how wide, what's the scope? How much do they offer? You know, is it just either grilled or barbecued bread, or is it, you know, junkies, or is it just sausage, or is it pieces of meat, or is it strips, or is it stir-fry strips of meat? What are they offering? What are they grilling? Or is it a completely vegan or vegetarian offering? What are they offering? Then you start looking at the operation setup, you know. In some cases, I know that some people are very, very hygiene conscious as consumers, especially when it comes to buying street food or food on the streets or food from street vendors. They are very hygiene conscious. They look at how hygienic is the setup. Does the operator wear gloves if needed? If they're not working with fire. If they are working with fire, you know what? What do you see? Is it a sense of, you know, trusted hygiene? Even though there's a fire involved in terms of grilling and barbecuing the product or the meat, you know, how hygienic is the setup? Does it provide further confidence in me making the purchase decision in terms of saying, listen, I'd like to order $20 worth of kapana, or $20 worth, or $30 worth of braai pieces? That is sometimes the pre-purchase decision or the pre-purchase process that you engage in, because you stand there assessing, you stand there looking, you stand there taking up into the pros and the cons of the scenario of whether or not do I want to spend money buying from this person, from this business person. Now, these are key discussions, guys, in the tangible and intangible discussion, because in most cases it's not just at the ultimate end of buying the product. It's sometimes what happens after and what happens before. Now, even though a customer may buy a product that does have generic tangibility, which is almost, you know, in a form able to be seen, touched, interacted with. And even though that customer may have agreed after great study and extensive negotiation to a cost that runs, you know, into a considerable amount of money, or it could be something just for the now, the process of getting it built on time or installed or running, or you accepting delivery of the product or something like that, that is another discussion that has a form of tangibility itself, because you get to interact with the product. You get to interact with the process that gives you the product. Or you get to interact with a pre-process that delivers the said product, and then you have to engage with another process after that with regards to how the product functions. I know, guys. You see a lot of segments appear in terms of some products and some services being provided. Now, incorporating another discussion, especially with regards to the intangibility and tangibility component, is something about brand equity. Now, brand equity is something actually that will lead us from this point, because I'm actually, you know, showcasing it already today in the last 4 minutes of today's program. So, because this will lead us into our discussion for tomorrow as well. And brand equity, guys, has been some of these latest developments, especially with regards to the intangibility and tangibility discussion, that has sprung up in the last 10, 15, 20 years alone. Because this is now a critical part in terms of understanding the building of a business going ahead. You see, we see sometimes the development of a business, of an organization, in terms of it continually, you know, making profits, which leads to its growth. You see expansion, you see more people, more staff or employees being hired. You see processes expanding, you see formations of divisions, departments, you know, coming about or setting into structure. And, you know, all this is starting to look like, you know, the business is actually growing. But there's another form of growth that's running parallel to the physical business growth, known as brand equity. Now, brand equity, guys, has been identified as a critical part of building a business. A critical part of it. And that companies that are successfully building one understand just how important it is to their bottom line, actually. Now, as we only have a minute and a half left of today's program here on the number one talk radio station of Eagle FM, we will end our brand conversation right there on that ending note in terms of brand equity. And this will be the discussion for tomorrow, just signaling that to you, because brand equity is actually has its roots in the tangibility and intangible discussion or marketing discussion that we just had right now. And on that note, let's see each other again, same time, same place tomorrow. Alternatively, catch me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Let's see each other.